Right, Platform, we've cleared the decks again. Hundreds and hundreds of your calls coming in on the biggest financial disaster to have hit Northern Ireland over recent times, and well beyond that too. £400 million of your money over 20 years. The government having to take money from other departments to pay for this. Warnings to government departments that there was something wrong on the ground. Whistleblowers contacting government departments saying, you must look at this. You must stop this. There is something deeply wrong. And yet the scheme continued. This month, there will be taxpayers, families, children in Northern Ireland who will be freezing cold. They will not be allowed to turn their heat on because they don't have the money. They can't turn their heat on, is a better way of me putting it. And meanwhile, some businesses in Northern Ireland, the Public Accounts Committee heard of a case where there's someone putting heaters into a big empty barn. And the more heat they burn, the more money the government sends to them. The checks and balances that were in the GB scheme across the water, where the amount that we paid some of these people dramatically dropped after a certain period of time. Not in Northern Ireland. The civil servants in Northern Ireland had it built into their scheme that they should have looked at some of these checks and balances. They didn't do it. A whistleblower wrote to Arlene Foster. We heard that whistleblower on the Nolan Show last week, saying, please, please look at this. Arlene Foster passed it on to her officials, and very little changed. The whistleblower went back to government again, another time, and said, I really, really need you to stop this. Nothing changed. Jamie and Ackley. Morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Stephen.
How do you feel about this, Jamie?
Exactly, David. Stephen.
Sorry, David. Go ahead.
Well, I've just been sitting up in your program this morning, and I would love to know where these people get the education from that go up in the storm and make all these rules and regulations, and then the next thing you know, there's a big, big boot, mate. So the voters in Northern Ireland know who they're voting in. Do they know who's got the education, who can do this here? Because as far as I can see, nobody knows what they're doing.
Well, the biggest party in Northern Ireland, the DUP, we're about to hear from Conor Murphy from Sinn Féin. You will find that the only party that has not come onto the Nolan Show to talk to you is the DUP. We asked them on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, and today. They're ducking this show.
Well, I would believe in that there, that they wouldn't go on the show. Excuse me. Because I know they have made a real boob, and there's nobody here going to take responsibility for it. And as far as Arlene Foster is concerned, she must have knew what was going on. She's not that stupid either, like, but just, I don't think there's anybody up there as qualified. And that, you know, all these people that vote these people in here, as such as I said before on the TV and everywhere else, they're voting for the red, white and blue, and they're voting for the green, white and gold. And that's it. And they don't check to see if anybody can do a good job or not.
Here are my... Arlene Foster won't be interviewed by me at the moment.
No wonder.
Here are my public questions to Arlene Foster this morning. What responsibility had you, Arlene Foster, to protect our money? Are you prepared, Arlene Foster, to say sorry to the people of Northern Ireland for their money under your watch having been squandered in this way? What does ministerial responsibility mean, Arlene Foster? This process was designed in your department, which did not have the two-tier payment system like they have in GB. Digression was not introduced, as it is in GB. How can we have confidence, Arlene Foster, in you as First Minister to oversee everything in Northern Ireland if you didn't know this was happening on your ultimate watch?
Well,
a whistleblower wrote to you, Arlene Foster, and said she had concerns. You passed it on. You didn't follow it up. Is that good enough?
Stephen.
During the spike, there was a spike of applicants in Northern Ireland. Round about October 2015, there was a huge spike of applicants, and that has cost the taxpayer a lot of money. Tell me this, Arlene. Who got in on that spike? Are we going to get the list of names of people who got in? Those would be some of the questions that I would be asking Arlene Foster if I was sitting in front of her. If I was able to interview anyone from the DUP who have ducked this programme since Wednesday, those would be some of the questions I would be asking her colleagues. Our colleague Mark Devenport will have access to Arlene Foster later in the day, and he will be asking, no doubt, his own questions. What's your message to our First Minister, David, who was the minister in charge of the department when this scheme was designed, and then to Jonathan Bell, who was the minister of the department when the spike happened?
Well, I would like him to see that $400 million. They should have given that $400 million to the pensioners and let them heat their homes better than the £300 that they get.
Thank you, David. Richard in Portadown. Morning, Richard.
Hello, Stephen.
Go ahead, Richard.
Stephen, I just wanted to... I sort of agreed with that last, your previous caller before the news, that these businesses... they've done nothing wrong. They're claiming an incentive that was given to them by the government. They pay rates, they pay taxes. I'm sure the likes of Charles Hurst probably pays hundreds of thousands of pounds every year in rates.
Yep.
They've done absolutely nothing wrong. It's the ministers that involved. You should be given a hard time, not the customers who took this scheme up.
There's a question for Charles Hurst this morning, Richard, and it is a question, nothing more than that. Here's the question. Given what they know now, do they think it is right that the Northern Ireland taxpayer will be heating their Ferraris over a 20-year period?
Yeah, is it ethical? But is it ethical to sell Ferraris in the first place? You know what I mean? It's... A company like Charles Hurst will try and save money wherever they can. It's not all profit. And if they can save some money by going into a heating scheme, they will. And maybe they can pass it on to their customers, because they sell lots of ordinary cars as well. Maybe the ordinary cars, because they're getting this discount, they'll be able to pass a discount on to the ordinary public van, their Ford Focus or their Volkswagen Golf.
I hear you, Richard. Thank you. Morning to you. Albert in Belfast. Morning, Albert.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I know you've concentrated this morning on Charles Hurst and Ferrari, but as your previous caller said, they didn't do anything wrong. And you have to think of Charles Hurst and the hundreds of people that they employ. Now, if anybody is doing anything illegal, certainly you should bring that to the fore.
And there's absolutely no suggestion of that with Charles
Hurst. No. But the thing is, I think you should be concentrating on the people that were involved in the scheme. Now, a lot of these people were on somewhere region of 60,000 to 90,000 a year. They're supposed to have the brains that ordinary people like myself haven't got to get into these positions. And this is another, basically, thing that Stormont has brought out over the years, that you can line them up, basically, all the different things that have happened in Stormont.
This is huge, though. This is absolutely huge.
This is the biggest one ever. But the thing is, there's been previous ones that has cost the taxpayer money. And the thing is, Arlene Foster at that time was on $100,000 a year, and she's now probably on $150,000 a year, and is ducking and diving. The DUP will be meeting today to see how they can duck and dive to get Arlene staying in her job. And that's all it's about. They are blasé ministers and people in government and local government are blasé when it comes to taxpayers' money, because it's not their own. And they will spend it whatever they like, and they'll go home and they'll get their big wages into their bank, and they'll have a good lifestyle. They won't be like the pensioner that's trying to heat and eat. You know, this is what they do. They are blasé with our money. They don't give two hoots about where they spend our money or how they spend it or what they waste. They will not basically give up their job for that.
What do you say to her today?
I would say, if she done the decent thing, she has to come and explain herself and then resign. Because, as you say, this is the biggest issue ever in Northern Ireland's history. And I'll say this, Stephen. I look at other departments in the government, and I just think, and your two previous callers had said, that are they fit? Are these ministers, are these people in government fit to do the jobs that they're in? Because from 1998, all we've had is from crisis to crisis, and this is the biggest ever. And the likes of the people that are in that department should be resigning now.
The civil servants missed it. The people under Arlene Foster missed the red flags, the warning signs, the many warning signs. They were supposed to have a risk register. This was supposed to be registered as a project. They were supposed to be looking at this and asking, what if? What if we don't have enough money? What if more people apply to this scheme? Basic stuff that maybe a child would do in secondary school. A child sitting their GCSEs might be given a project where they have to scrutinise, well, what if demand for our budget is more than what we actually have? What would you do? Well, presumably a child would say, you would build into a system something that would stop us, that would protect our money. And our civil servants in Northern Ireland didn't build those protections into the scheme. They were warned about it by whistleblowers. They saw similar protections in GB. It was raised with them many times, and yet they still continued to allow your money to go up in smoke.
But Stephen, they had a system in GB where they had a model which they could have basically had a look at and went over. And when you basically, it's like yourself, when you basically come up with a scheme about anything, you would read it and you would go over it, and they should have went over it until they got it right. And they didn't. As you say, they missed it. And they should basically fall on their sword because of that.
Thank you, Stephen and Derry. Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Stephen. I believe that you were bringing Conor Murphy on there too. But
he's coming on the second.
But my point to Conor Murphy is it's amazing how Sinn Féin seem to be kicking from the side here. Actually, Sinn Féin are co-partners with the DUP, and they should be brought out, and they should be demanding more forcefully that Arlene Foster has to stand up and be accounted for this. There's no point in willy-nilly gestures. They're co-partners in government.
In an interview that Arlene, because I've recorded the interview with Conor, in an interview this morning, you will hear Conor Murphy say that Arlene Foster needs to be held accountable.
Well, once again, Stephen, that's Sinn Féin opting out. You've a recorded interview. They should be put in the spotlight also.
No, it's not them opting out. The recorded interview was as much to suit us as them.
Well, that's okay. Deny me, it's like a DUP refusing to go on your programme. But early, they're co-partners, and they should demand. They should be demanding that Arlene Foster explains herself to the people of six counties. It's an absolute disgrace. They can hand welfare rights over to the British government. They administer to the people, and then they can waste £400 million, burn it up in smoke. It's terrible. It shows you what type of system we have, Stephen. It shows you how farcical that joke at the house in the hill is. Absolutely farcical.
You're angry.
I am indeed angry. £400 million, and there's food banks. Oh, there's more food banks going up every week. We're on the mouth of Christmas, and people, you had a girl on your programme last week that took me bed because you couldn't hear her home.
Correct.
Of course I'm angry.
Well, all I can tell you, and I can tell you this now, I took off 5 Live over the weekend for a reason. Me and an investigation team sat in this building day and night digging into this story. And we promise you that we will bring you as much detail as we can. And there's David, a lot of information and there's a lot of detail. You haven't even heard the beginning of this yet.
Look, Stephen, I respect your programme. I respect your gathering information, and I will be listening with interest. But I pointed out to you last week, and I pointed out to you this week again, there's a get-out-of-jail card here, and you know what I'm talking about, on Stormont, a petition of concern. That's her get-out-of-jail-free card, and that will be used. That's as farcical so far. As you know, you're actually better to be direct Roby Westmore. So I think we'd have a better shot at it. And it's coming from a Republican. That's how farcical, that's how big a farce that place is up there. Absolute joke.
The scheme and the design of the scheme and the lax processes in the scheme were designed under Arlene Foster's watch. A lot of the money was spent under Minister Jonathan Bell's watch. What do you say to both of them?
I say to all of them, I say to all government parties, including the DUP and Sinn Féin, get the act together. If you can't do the job, shift out. It's not possible. You can't waste money like that there. People are on the breadline and fearing Christmas, and there's £400 million going up in there. It's both parties, by the way, not just the DUP. Sinn Féin has the answer to this too.
Paul in Belfast. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, time we went the direct route. Good. But in the hope that we get people that are capable of ruling the country in, we also need to get rid of these so-called spads. They're obviously not very good at advising.
Paul, thank you. William in Belfast. Morning, William.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Okay, thank you. Very quickly for me, we have hundreds of calls coming in on this.
I just want to say it's immoral. And I totally agree with this guy here that was speaking here from Derry. It should be both parties accountable for the £400 million alone spent on nothing. It should be handed out to pensioners. There should be more houses built for them, more heating built for them. It's disgraceful how they can stop a storm out before Christmas. It's disgraceful how they can spend that amount of money up in Stormont alone. It's just totally immoral how these people can get away with it and what they're doing with it. Their taxes should be checked over time and time and time again.
Okay, listen, thank you. Good morning to you.